This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, October 10th. Well, folks, today's a very broad-based rally for our stocks. And what's going on is the 10-year Treasury bond yield is down over 14 basis points this morning. And there's hope that as bond yields go lower and lower, it's going to basically undo the damage that was done in the first week of October. Now, I just want to be very clear. In the past 3 years, if you bought long-term treasuries, you lost 50% of your money as yields went higher. On the other hand, if you buy treasuries and yields fall, you're going to have capital gains on top of your interest income. So this is a big deal. Now, tomorrow is the PPI. I'm expecting a very favorable PPI because we're importing deflation from China on goods. And we want to see PPI services also continue to moderate. It was very good last month. And then Thursday, we have the CPI. And again, we want to see owner's equivalent rent continue to moderate. It was at its slowest pace in the previous report. And if we get good inflation news, that means interest rates can come down even more. But clearly, there's a flight to quality because everybody's worried about the war in Israel and just global economic events. And so that's that. Now, of all our portfolios, believe it or not, the ones that are doing the best right now are the dividend portfolios for three reasons. One is our dividend portfolios have defense stocks, and they are rallying because of what's going on in Israel. Two, they have a lot of energy stocks, and clearly energy prices went up. Not all energy stocks are up today, but they're looking awfully good here. And then finally, they benefit as yields come down, okay? Because dividends stocks are basically a proxy for the bond market. So, you know, this is if you're scared of the market, okay, for whatever reason, you shouldn't be scared of dividend stocks, okay? Because it's their turn right now, and they're going to shine. So although all our portfolios are going up today, the dividend ones are definitely the leaders at this moment. So let's hope we get a good PPI report tomorrow. I'm expecting one. I'm also expecting a good CPI report on Thursday. That will solidify the fact that inflation's cooling off, and that's going to allow yields to fall even more. And then, of course, that'll take any pressure off the Fed to raise rates. And then hopefully the Fed does cut rates in December, as I want them to, and continues to cut next year. Again, the Fed doesn't want any political spotlight on it, okay? So that's what's happening. Hopefully we'll also get a House Speaker this week. You know, government is not functioning right now normally. It would be good to get a Speaker and then get back to normal functions. So hopefully we'll get that maybe as soon as Wednesday, but no later than the end of the week. So that's it. Louis Navalier, that's your quick update for today, and I'll update everything tomorrow after the PPI report. Talk to you tomorrow.